Chapter 4. Guinevere and Morgana.
Merlin, I must marry Guinevere. I cannot have any other woman except her. That's my final decision.
It's a terrible mistake, Arthur. Believe me, I can see the future. Choose another woman. I don't want to tell you, but I must. This is what I see. Guinevere and your best friend fall in love. They betray you. Your court is destroyed, and England lies in ruins.
I can't listen to this. You're wrong. I don't believe it.
Despite Merlin's warnings, Arthur and Guinevere marry.
Long live the king and queen! Hail Queen Guinevere!
You don't seem very happy, Merlin. Why aren't you celebrating?
Morgana, what are you doing here? You aren't a guest.
So you remember me? Well, this is my brother's wedding, after all. But don't worry, nobody here knows me.
After the disappearance of her son, the Lady Igraine wasn't interested in her daughter, Morgana.
Mother doesn't love me anymore. But I don't care. I've got my books and my ambitions.
Morgana visits Merlin in his cave and asks him a favour.
Merlin, you are a great magician and so wise. Please teach me some of your skills.
If you wish, Morgana. I don't suppose that it can harm.
But Morgana learns quickly and becomes as powerful as Merlin. Unlike Merlin, however, she uses her powers for evil, not for good.
What do you think of Arthur's bride, Merlin? Like you, I can see the future. I can see the end of Arthur and his kingdom.